Nan Hayworth, gas prices seem to be going down. Is that bad news for the Republicans?
I think it's good news for everybody when gas prices go down. And I think we ill-serve the people we want to help if we express anything other than delight that they're getting some relief. But the question is this, Alan. How are we planning for more relief? How are we planning for our energy future? And this is the crux of the issue. Prices are fundamentally determined by supply and demand. So we can work on the supply side of that equation. We can work on the demand side of that equation. And we need to do that as a nation and as responsible citizens who cherish individual liberty. Certainly, I take measures to conserve energy in my own home, and there's a lot more that we want to do. That's why I'm a primary co-sponsor of legislation to allow mortgage holders across the country to participate in property-assessed clean energy programs, which right now, unfortunately, folks whose mortgages are backed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, that's about 90% of the mortgages in this country, can't participate.
I don't fully understand that. Could you explain it just a little bit more to me? What exactly is it?
Absolutely. Property-assessed clean energy is a program that it goes state by state. The New York State, for example, allows our municipalities to issue special bonds, special assessment districts, and bonds that are paid for through the property tax assessments for folks who participate in property assessed clean energy. And it's a win-win-win because what it does is allow people who have residential or commercial properties to make clean energy saving, or water conserving improvements to their properties, mm-hmm. and finance them over time through an assessment that's added to their property taxes. It's all voluntary, and the costs of the program are included in that assessment. It saves energy, it saves money, it creates green jobs in our communities, all the things that we want to do, and it's voluntary, which is great. The challenge is that right now, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac mortgage holders, if your mortgage is backed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, you can't participate because there are some concerns regarding foreclosure. In the event of a foreclosure, an extra property tax assessment can mean less recovery for the agencies. Mm-hmm. But the statistics really favor the folks who participate in PACE. So we're trying to get that facilitated across the country. And that's one way in which we can affect the demand side. And let's talk about the supply side. The House of Representatives, with support from Democrats and Republicans, has passed several bills at this point. It's probably at least five at this point, to really activate our domestic energy recovery, our oil and gas recovery, in ways that make sense. The Keystone Pipeline, yes, is part of that. And I myself actually voted against one of the bills that came through the House because it also had a provision that we start drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, which I don't think we need to do right now. I'm not marching lockstep in supporting every single thing that we might do in some folks' minds, but certainly we've got offshore reserves, we've got Keystone Pipeline, which should be a clean decision to make. We've got a lot of ways in which we could increase that supply and do so sensibly, and the Senate, unfortunately, has not acted on any of those, and President Obama has expressed some opposition, as we know, to Keystone, but I wish he'd reconsider.
What about fracking?
Fracking has been done very successfully in a number of places in the country. There's been a lot of hesitation in New York State, and we all know that. And, of course, New York State is where I live, and that's where the congressional district I represent is. You have to respect people's concerns about our groundwater and about long-term effects. So that assessment and valuation is going forward, and I think that there are ways in which we can very sensibly and with safety recover those resources, and I think we should.
So if I'm listening, and I don't want to do anybody a disservice, I'm hearing that you're saying, because you've said it before, of course, that you are pro-fracking under the right circumstances.
Exactly. Under the right circumstances, I absolutely am. And I respect the fact that we have to make sure that we're doing this under the right circumstances.
Now, how about the people?
But I think we can.
Now, how about the people in the district? You have an expanded district, a different district. Are you taking the temperature of the district to see how they feel about fracking?
Well, I have to. There's no question, Alan. I have to do that. I'm representing 770,000 people, some of whom haven't had me as their representative before, and I hope to have the privilege of serving them in the next Congress. I will say that there has been some vocal opposition to hydrofracking. There's and I listen to those folks. They have concerns that have to be considered, and there are a lot of folks who favor it. You know, it's good for our energy portfolio. Natural gas is the cleanest carbon energy we have, and there's real economic potential there too. And New York State definitely could use it.
Now, I keep reading that there's a glut of natural gas right now.
Yes.
Does this get in the way of those who want to see this program go forward?
Well, I think in some ways it does for the time being, but part of that glut is the fact that we haven't developed the end-user capabilities that represent a tremendous potential.
You mean natural gas in cars, for example?
Exactly, using natural gas to power vehicles. And I think that the marketplace can sensibly provide for that potential to be developed. And I think in the fullness of time, it could happen relatively rapidly. When you consider the alternatives, we have abundant natural gas. It provides the greatest energy per unit of carbon dioxide produced for any carbon source. It's a lot cleaner than coal. I think it's a very strong element of our energy portfolio that we will be developing.
Now, while I personally have grave reservations about this, I do notice that the President of the United States and you are on the same side. Does that bother you?
Not at all. I've been on the same side as the President on a number of issues. Ellen, I'm not here to be a partisan. I'm proud to be a Republican. No mistake. Because historically, this party was founded to protect individual liberties, and that is quintessentially American. But I have many Democratic colleagues who feel just as I do about many issues. And as does the president, and I'm happy to when we can work together. That's a wonderful thing.
So your district, which you mentioned before, I just wanted to get that clear because we only have a couple of minutes now. What changed in the district? What'd you get? What'd you lose?
Well, the net change is probably about 20%, 15-20%. Westchester profile has shifted more toward northeastern Westchester. Southern Dutchess, now we have a southwestern Dutchess.
So what are some of the towns in North Westchester?
In the 113th Congress, District 18 of New York, which is essentially now District 19, will not have Cortland, Peekskill, or most of Yorktown. It won't have Dover, Beekman, and Pauling in Dutchess County, but it will have the city of Poughkeepsie, the entire town of Poughkeepsie. It will have the entirety of Orange County. Right now, we have most of Orange County. Rockland County will not be in the new District 18. All of Putnam will be as it is currently in District 19. And in so many of the new places, we have been many times. The city of Poughkeepsie is like a second home to me because so much that we do in Dutchess County is centered in Poughkeepsie, and the mayor there, John Tysick, is a dynamo and a great friend. And I've, of course, been Dutchess County is also like a second home. Orange County as well as Dutchess. So I know the folks in the northern tier of Orange County reasonably well already. And, of course, I'm going there actually a little later after we finish speaking together to meet with folks there. And, it's an honor to serve. So I hope that that I'll get a good chance to listen to their concerns and let them know that I take those to heart and that I'm working hard to represent everybody who lives in our district, no matter what their party affiliation is or what their walk of life is.
Nan Hayworth, great to talk to you. When we come back the next time, I'm sure I can give you many more questions.
Thank you.